Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Donnie Powers, and today we're going to talk about strong women. Strong women don't shrink, they rise, and they chase big dreams even when they are over 40. And I wanted to talk about this today because somewhere along the way, especially women over 40, we're told it's time to settle. We get told that quite a bit. You should just be comfortable. You should just be okay. You should just be, you know, just basically settle for where you're at. So, settle for the body that doesn't feel like theirs instead of trying to achieve more or strive for more. Settle for the fatigues, the aches, the extra weight. Just settle for that. That's just part of life. You're just getting older. Settle for just getting through life, not living it. Settle for supporting everyone else's dreams while putting yours to the side. But strong women don't settle. Strong women rise. And I'm super excited today because sometimes the first step forward toward rising is reclaiming your health. Sometimes it really is. And that's a lot of what I talk about in my podcast and with my clients in person. But it's not just for the scale, it's for your stamina. It's for your fire. It is for your presence. And sometimes you won't be able to own your own world-changing power until you're over 40. And I think that's awesome because at this age, what else do you have to lose? Over half of our life is likely gone at the age of 49 is me, right? I want to just share someone special with you today. It's a local boutique gym to me here in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and it is also where I house my entire business. So it's a place that my clients have a physical location to come and find me, to visit, to get a hug, to come work out, to get measured, all the things, and to also hang out with Kelly because she's amazing, right? She's also a very best friend. The gym is called Koa Strength and Fitness, and the gym is about creating a culture. That's one of the first things that she put on the window. Right at the bottom, when you step up to the gym, it says creating a culture, and it's not just for women, but it's for business owners like me. She started with kind of a small dream, and it's continued to evolve, and I want you to hear her heart. I want you to hear what she has to say. I want you to let that wash over you. Because if you've ever had a dream and you're giving up just because you're over 40, I want you to meet Kelly Rubish, and I want you to see that you can step into your calling and change the world just like her. So let's watch this together.
What made you decide to open Koa?
I think that corporate fitness, I don't want to say this out loud, sucks.
But it does, yes.
I think a lot of people get taken advantage of in corporate fitness. And I wanted a place of my own where I could build like a team without that, without pressure, without walking in the door, feeling like you have to buy something or you're going to be upselled the whole time, upsold the whole time. Mm-hmm. And where women could feel comfortable, women could get strong, women could go out to any gym. They could learn everything here and go out to any gym and be able to work out anywhere you want.
Feel confident.
And feel confident, mm-hmm. Not feel like, you know, you're going to need help or someone's going to need to help you. Someone's going to say, hey, you should do it this way or you should do it this way. You can say, I know what I'm doing. I don't need your help.
So this was a long time dream. This wasn't something that uh-huh. was really, okay, so what pushed you to do this?
Well, I you know, God works in ways. Mm-hmm. And when you don't move when God says move, he's gonna move you. Mm-hmm. And he moved me. He moved me from a previous job that I loved and adored, but I outgrew it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm learning.
You're so politically correct right now.
That's what I learned.
Yeah.
I outgrew that.
You really did. You really
and did. Here I am.
Yeah. What would you say to women who are thinking about starting their own company? Like they have that dream. Like what do you say to women when they have that? They know it's there.
Plan and move forward. Just jump. I say. Just jump. Just do it.
Do you have any advice for somebody like how to get started? Or like, let's say somebody came to you and said, I've thought about starting this business, because you're also featuring entrepreneurs here now,
yes,
as well. Because I'm an entrepreneur.
Yes.
This is my current business address.
Yes.
Even though it's your business.
Yes.
And so what would you say to somebody that's trying to start their career?
I would say, get a lot of support. And women are going to support women. be plan.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have it. I say get a written plan. My husband disagrees, but I say write it down. Mm-hmm. And just do it. Write it down, plan, gather your support and just do it. I mean.
Do you feel like women have a tendency to compete with each other, or they think they do.
Sure.
Let me put it that way. That was fed into my mind. I don't know if that was fed into your mind.
Yes.
Like, women are catty. That was fed into my mind. And I have not found that to be true in the world of entrepreneurs. In the world of entrepreneurs, women are very supportive.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either. I think the fitness industry as a whole is very competitive. I think when women open their own businesses, I don't think it's so much so.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like on a month-to-month basis, I'm like trying to kill it to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like almost in survival mode all the time. Even if I'm not, I feel like it's a good way to live. It's that you're just always busting it because you got to make it,
right?
So I think women tend to lean on other women.
Yeah.
And know their experience. They're experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing. Maybe not in the same industry, but you're still, a business is a business.
Right.
You know, you're all trying to just make it. So you're supporting each other.
Yeah. And so we're like learning how to navigate.
100%.
So you're learning how to navigate. And I think one of the things when you first got started, a lot of it was because you're still creating something.
Yeah.
It's still like a birth of, kind of have an idea of what I want it to be.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere near arrived.
Yeah.
And it's clearly growing, right?
Yeah, we aren't the same today that we were the day we opened. Like,
yeah.
It's completely evolved.
Because we opened in the good old year 2020.
Yes, we did.
So
yes, we did.
We survived. But, so what, if you were going to go back and do anything different,
mm-hmm.
would you?
No, I don't think I would. I think 2020 made me have to survive. I think it taught me how to survive. It taught me how to push.
Yeah.
It taught me, you know, sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
There was not a truer statement that year.
Right.
I mean, brand new business owners. I had like an online business and I was sort of running my own business out of the other gym, but this was all in or all out. Like,
mm-hmm.
there was no, we went from January to March. We had people. It was great. Buzzing around. Everyone was buzzing around to crickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were having to keep a clientele online and push everything online. And suddenly
neither one of us were prepared for that, but both of us had to do that. It was like, wow, be hybrid or die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, filming every single day. Not my favorite.
No. It's hard.
No.
Yeah.
So,
So the one of the reasons I wanted to interview you is, number one, it's been 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so for every, especially brick and mortar business that is established, it takes 5 years to really start to, I mean, you have to commit to 5 years.
Sure.
Like, you knew that. We had talked about that 5 years ago before you really start seeing, oh gosh, I've really created something pretty cool. And not only that, that's generally when you start, you know, having the need to grow or having more profit or something like that. That
right.
is generally when that happens. And so that was part of the reason that I wanted to do that. And I also wanted to say happy birthday because tomorrow is your birthday. So 5 years ago, you started this baby.
It's going to be 28.
Oh my gosh,
tomorrow.
So good for 28, doesn't she?
28.
I also just wanted to give you an opportunity to share like the name of your business, your location, and also make sure that you share the part about helping entrepreneurs, because I think that's going to be a big different thing. There's nobody else doing that.
Right.
So everybody else is very greedy. Can I say that out loud? And they want to keep, you know, if you don't work for them, you can't work there.
Right.
That's not the case for you, because
right.
you and I don't compete with each other.
Right.
And we've been friends for a couple of decades.
Couple.
Yeah.
We started in our 20s.
We were eight. Right. Yeah. So talk about that a little bit. Make sure you say who you are on social media, your website, and your location. It's a lot of stuff.
So we are Coa Strength and Fitness. We're in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We are all over social media, Coa Strength Fitness on Instagram, Coa Strength and Fitness on Facebook. Of course, you can look me up personally, Kelly Rubish, R-U-B-I-S-H, not two B's. It's not rubbish.
I get so tickled when people say peep rubbish.
No. And truly, 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 I wanted a space for people, especially women, to not feel intimidated and to be able to lift and lift heavy. Like we're taught, some doctors, even doctors now, are telling everyone, you know, you need to lift, you need to lift, you need to lift. Your bones need to be stronger, you need to lift. And women love cardio. They love to come in and do cardio.
They do.
But to be able to lift and to be able to go into another gym anywhere in the country, in the world, and be able to lift and not feel intimidated. I love for the gym to be buzzing with personal trainers helping people, which is why I love when you're here, and I love when Grant is here, and I love when Sarah is here, and Hannah is here, and they have their clients, and people are doing things correctly, and they're just killing it, and they leave and can hardly walk off the curb. I love that. So I love for people to come in here and build their own business. I feel like it does good for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like it does good for them. It teaches them to build their own business. So, yeah.
Well, there's a part of you that has to know that you're just tapping into what this is about to be.
Sure. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's about to be a lot bigger.
And we expanded.
You did.
Yeah. We expanded into the next level.
Yeah.
That's an adventure.
I forgot about that. They do. You said that location is where?
That is in Oliver Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really nice gym. They're in a lot smaller community though. So they're having their issues with bringing in people. So we're there to help. They have a physical therapy place in there. They have a massage therapist in there. I mean, they have a tea place in there, like a nutrition place in there. So
do they have like a turf in there for training?
Yes,
and stuff?
They have a huge turf. Mm-hmm. They have batting cages. They have a full basketball court.
Yeah.
And then they have all the gym, like.
And did you say that address where that one was?
It's Oliver Springs. It's 1071 East Tri-County Boulevard.
East Tri-County Boulevard. And it's called Next Level Performance.
Next Level Performance. And we're in there. Mm-hmm. So we're in there doing classes, group training, personal training. I have one personal trainer over there at the moment. But same thing. I want to get personal trainers in there, buzzing around, helping all the people. So, yeah.
Yeah. All good.
Everybody, you know.
Well, if I haven't told you lately, I'm really proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
Yeah, I really am.
You're all over the internet with your crazy self.
Girl, I'm telling you. We try. It's all good. So good. I love you.
I'm proud of you.
I really am.
You look so good, girl.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Nice. 28.
28.
So as you can tell, I'm really proud of Kelly. I actually get teared up every time I watch that. And I didn't mean for it to be like an emotional thing or everything, but I mean, you know, let's just talk truth from that. You're not too old. it's not too late. Whether or not you want to write a book, start a business like I did, I'm 49. Kelly is 1 year younger than me, although she wouldn't want me telling people that. But at the same time, she's proud of it. She's proud of the fact of everything that she's done. She's a mom. She has 6 children. She's a mom. She's a business owner. And, you know, she's had some hard hits in life just like I have. But at the same time, she knew her past. She knew her calling. She just took a longer time to step into it. But that does not mean that she's not walking into a room confidently. And that could be you. You could walk into a room confidently, hike a mountain, or just play with your kids or your grandkids without pain. And those dreams are still valid. They are. But dreams need energy. And just like you got from Kelly, she brings a lot of energy to the table. One of the best compliments I think that Kelly has had to me from someone else is Kelly is my best friend. And I was like, Kelly is my best friend. We've been best friends for a long time. But I was like, oh yeah, Kelly's my best friend too. And she said, you know what, Kelly makes you feel like you're her best friend, no matter who you are. And she's right. She does. She's very good at that. But your dreams need energy, but they also need clarity. And I think that was something that Kelly got, was she was very politically correct about the fact she was very mistreated and let go from a job where she had just brought a ton of energy and business into another, organization. And, but they need a body that can keep up with things and your soul. And still what it wants to do too. And so that's something Kelly and I are both really passionate about, is taking care of our health. I love it when she tells me about her. We've gotten at the age where she tells me about her blood numbers, and I'm like, girl, that's amazing. Instead of like, look at this cute skirt. It shifts when you get older because health is the foundation. It's not the finish line. So when we focus on losing weight, sometimes we need a deeper why. We really do. And that is a big passion of mine and Kelly. We both stay in shape. We work out. Kelly works out every single time that she works out is when the business is slower because she is her job. You know, she's at the gym, but she doesn't skip her workouts. Just like I don't skip my workouts. I go to that gym. I check in. I get my workout in. And then when I leave, I'm always like, I need credit. I need you to be like, you know, tell me I did a good job. And she's always like, you did great. And I hope you had the best day. You know, I mean, that's just kind of the exchange. Because it's not about being smaller. And that's something she and I both had to learn that along the way, because for a time in our lives, it was about being smaller. It's not about being strong enough to say yes. It's not strong enough to saying no to things that you need to turn down. It's about saying strong enough to say yes to what matters. Does that make sense? To have the confidence to take up space. That was one of the things that I loved about the conference with Brian Mark. Brian Mark is one of my mentors and business coaches, and he makes people stand on tables and scream out loud, like, I'm Danya Powers, and I'm meant to take up space. Because, girl, you are. To feel good in your skin so that you stop hiding, no matter what your age is, no matter your shape or size, you need to feel good in your skin and stop hiding, because you want to be able to finally do the things that you've put off for far too long, like maybe opening a business like Kelly did. So taking care of your body isn't selfish. It is honestly what fuels your dreams. And this is what strong women do. This is what we do. We don't rely on motivation. We rely on habits. We don't aim for perfect. We aim for consistent. And then when we fall down, we don't wait for Monday to get back up. It's the next choice. It's the next meal. It's the next workout. It's the next moment. That is where our power is, because strong women don't shrink. They don't shrink in body, in voice, or in dreams. And I am passionate about making sure that you know that you have that power inside of you, no matter what age you are when you hear this podcast. You know that you have a calling on your life. So if you've been putting yourself last, or if you've been wondering if it's too late to start a dream again, let me remind you, you are just getting warmed up, baby. You really are. And it's going to start fueling. It's going to start by you fueling your body, by you honoring your goals and remembering who the frick you are. It's important to know that you are somebody. You are to be known. And if you're ready to make your comeback story the strongest one yet, I'd love to be part of it. I would love to help you. DM me the word ready. You can find me on Instagram at Danya Powers EC, or TikTok at Danya Powers EC, Facebook at Danya Powers, or YouTube Empowered Coaching with Danya Powers. Or you can even go to my website, www.empowerdcoaching.com, to book a free strategy call with me. And this is what I love about running a business. I can say my tagline, my way, and own every second of it. So until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.